Hello, Chuck.
What's the gist of this action now by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission?
Well, Chuck, this stems from how bonds were sold to investors back in 2010. As we know, the State Economic Development Agency loaned $50 million in bond proceeds to bring 38 studios to Rhode Island. The remaining money from $75 million in bond sales was set aside as a reserve fund and to pay interest. But the SEC says Wells Fargo Securities and a Rhode Island agency known at the time as the Economic Development Corporation made a crucial mistake. The SEC says they never disclosed to investors that 38 Studios had said it needed $75 million to complete a particular video game.
So what's the significance of that?
Well, as we know, 38 Studios completed one game known as Kingdoms of Amalur after coming to Rhode Island, but the company ran out of money in 2012 before it could finish a more ambitious game, Copernicus. 38 Studios went bankrupt, and that left Rhode Island taxpayers on the hook at the time for more than $100 million.
So did the SEC mention anyone else in this case besides Wells Fargo Securities and the state's EDC?
Yes, two former State Economic Development Agency officials, Keith Stokes and Michael Saul, are each paying a $25,000 penalty to settle charges of aiding and abetting fraud without either admitting or denying the allegations. The SEC is also charging Wells Fargo's lead banker in the case, Peter Canava. Canava's lawyer told Reuters that he believes the allegations are without merit.
Did this action by the SEC come as a surprise?
Well, not entirely. There were news reports back in September 2013 that the SEC was looking into the 38 Studios case.
And how will the SEC action now affect the state's lawsuit over the failure of 38 Studios?
That's really one of the big questions here, Chuck. One of the central questions in the lawsuit is whether it was known and who knew that 38 Studios was not going to have enough money to produce the Copernicus game. Since the SEC has targeted both a state agency and a separate financial organization, it's difficult to say whether that will help or hurt the state's case.
And where does the state's lawsuit over 38 Studios stand at this point?
This lawsuit that was initiated by former Governor Lincoln Chafee is slated to go to trial in mid-September. There are a number of defendants, including the founder of 38 Studios, former Red Sox star Curt Schilling. Some other defendants have settled outside of court, helping to cut down the liability faced by taxpayers. And that amount owed by taxpayers was once more than $100 million. Thanks to settlements and a series of state payments backed by taxpayers, that amount has been whittled down to about $50 million.
All right, so we have this action coming now. What is likely to happen next, or can you tell?
While it might be difficult for a lot of people to keep track of what's going on, let's remember there are a couple of different tracks going on here. There's the SEC track, and this is a significant development in terms of that. There is the state lawsuit, as we mentioned, that's slated to go to trial in mid-September. There's also a long-running state police investigation, which is expected to come to some kind of head at some point in the near future. We can't say precisely when. Colonel Stephen O'Donnell, the state police, has said that it is getting close to wrapping up and that there may be criminal charges as a result of that.
All right. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for bringing us up to speed. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter.
Thank you, Chuck.